So we just learned that former Attorney General Bill Barr has been talking with the House Select Committee. Raises two questions. One, is he telling the truth? And two, what should we take away from the fact that Bill Barr has been talking with the House Select Committee and it didn't leak? We didn't know anything about it until Chairman Benny Thompson told us about it yesterday on the Sunday shows. Let's talk about that, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So we just learned that former Attorney General Bill Barr has been speaking with the House Select Committee, and these conversations have apparently been ongoing for some time. And they've been ongoing without being leaked, without us knowing anything about them. Let's put a pin in that. I want to circle back to it in a minute, but let's ask ourselves the first question. Is Bill Barr telling the House Select Committee the truth? The truth about Donald Trump's crimes? The truth about his own misdeeds? Well, I was reminded of what Bill Barr said some time ago when he was asked how he would like to be remembered. What does he want his legacy to be? Here's how the Washington Post reported it out back in 2019 when Bill Barr was asked that question. William Barr, death is inevitable. Legacies are meaningless. He's quoted as saying, quote, everyone dies, and I'm not, you know, I don't believe in the Homeric idea that, you know, immortality comes by, you know, having odes sung about you over the centuries, you know. Well said, Bill. You know, friends, is it just me, or do those seem to be the words of a man who knows that his legacy is not going to be all that flattering? Do Bill Barr's answers signal to us that Bill Barr is a man dedicated to telling the truth and otherwise acting honorably and with integrity? Well, right now, only the House Select Committee knows for sure whether Bill Barr has been telling them the truth or not. But it is the fact that only the House Select Committee knows what Bill Barr is saying that I want to circle back to, right? Back to where we put a pin in it. So Bill Barr has been talking with the House Select Committee and it didn't leak. We hadn't seen any reporting about it. We only know about it because Representative Thompson disclosed it yesterday. So that brings us to the second question. If the House Select Committee, a congressional committee, a political body, can operate without leaks in this high-stakes, high-pressure investigation, don't we think the Department of Justice can similarly investigate without leaks? And for those people who continue to say some version of, we see no evidence that the Department of Justice is investigating Trump and company in the typical way, in the traditional way, in the way it would investigate any run-of-the-mill crime or conspiracy. Is there anybody who thinks that DOJ should be approaching this conspiracy investigation as it would any other conspiracy investigation? You know, a conspiracy to launch an attack on the U.S. Capitol to stop the certification of Joe Biden's win? A conspiracy to end our democracy as we know it? And if Congress can do it, if they can investigate without leaking, don't we think the Department of Justice can do it? They can investigate in non-traditional ways without leaking? They are. I believe to my core, they are. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.